I dreamt a couple of nights ago that Stuart, my son, had decorated a room. The wallpaper was green and there were plants and flowers and things all around the room, and all around the ceiling where the architrave normally is was a huge great big boa constrictor snake, and it was just looking down and watching you as you came into the room, watching everything that was going on.
I'm Dr. Denise Baden. I work as a research fellow at the University of Southampton, and I take introduction to psychology with first year students to introduce them really to what's going on in psychology, the way our minds work and behaviour and so on.
I'm Justin, and I was born anophthalmic, which means without any eyes, and I'm 20 now.
I'm Sana Biner. I am 23 years old. I've had my visual impairment since I was born, so I was actually born with the eye condition. I can tell the difference between light and dark, so if I wake up I can see that it's daytime if I concentrate.
I'm Martin Francis Armstrong, and I'm an ex-engineer who's retired, and I'm 73 years old, and I've been blind for 25 years.
Some people say they don't dream at all, but these very same people, if put in a sleep laboratory and woken up, actually do report a dream. So it seems like we do all dream, just some of us forget.
The other day I dreamt about walking into uni. In my dream, I remember dreaming, sort of sensing the mud under my feet, smelling the grass, and just generally feeling the air that was there. And I think it was like a fairly cold day, so I sort of remember feeling a bit cold but feeling a bit warm because it's a bit uphill.
They're often based on things that maybe have happened to me recently, so if I've maybe met a new person, they might feature. The settings themselves, the places in which the dreams actually take place, aren't necessarily familiar.
You listen to other people and your mind automatically puts in, say, well, I know what an alligator looks like, and I know what this looks like, or I know what a flock of birds looks like, you know, and I can think about that and say, well, yeah, it was fantastic there's birds all over the place, you know. But I didn't know that. It's only because somebody else has said it, and your imagination takes it on, and then you build your own picture, and then once you've built a picture, you can dream about it.
When you're dreaming, the electroencephalogram, which is information produced by electrodes attached to your skull, shows that you come out of a period of sleep and your brain is reflecting activity as though it's awake. But at the same time, you're very unaware of any external stimuli during that time. And there's no, you're not really able to engage in any kind of movement at all other than breathing and your eyes moving. So you're completely paralysed during dreaming sleep. So that's what's going on in your brain. And in terms of the experience, during this period of sleep, it tends to be very vivid dreams, very much of a story narrative element.
I often dream of flying, and I can remember what that feels like. Well, there's obviously nothing below you, and you can feel the rushing of air around you. Because I've done things like zip wires before, I think my dreams of flying very much draw on those kind of experiences.
Usually in my dreams, there's always other people. It's usually more people-focused. I see them as I imagine their presence, or as I feel their presence in reality.
My dreams at the moment are centred around situations more than people. I dream about going cruising and things like that, you know. And because I'm cruising with Sylvia, but I can't place her in the dream because I've never seen her. The people on the table in my dreams that when I go on a cruise, they're all absent. I know they're there, but I can't see any people. I can't see their faces or anything. And it's just voices, and you have a picture in your mind, and that's all there is. It's just a vague description. But I know who they are in my mind when I'm dreaming of them.
It seems that what's going on is your visual areas are quite activated, and that, you know, is expressed in visual images during dreams. There was an old wives' tale that you only dreamt in black and white, and I don't know if that's supported by any evidence.
For me, it's sound primarily. I seldom remember any tactile impressions, although there are some.
Colours are just completely irrelevant. I just dream as I perceive reality to be, really.
I still dream in Technicolor. So when I'm playing snooker, I see the colour of the balls and the green table. And when I wake up, I wake up thinking, oh, I can see again, you know. And then all of a sudden, you realise that you can't.
I was born completely without eyes. I have no means of imagining what a colour would be like. And so, no, you don't dream, you don't have any visual perceptions in dreams.
I don't think there's anything to prevent you dreaming about stuff you haven't actually seen. I mean, I just think of my own dreams. I've dreamt about things I haven't actually seen. I think it can be purely imaginative. It doesn't all have to be based on, you know, real experience.
I can only dream as far as my imagination will go.
Some of the settings in which the dreams take place are unfamiliar. Sometimes the people in my dreams are unfamiliar.
Oh, I dream about totally different things. I can actually dream. I wake up in the mornings and I think if I could only put that down, I could write a book. I can dream of places I've never been to and put myself in situations I've never been in.
What I dream about isn't just a recitation of what's happened to me recently, but it's a bit more random. My sense of touch would acquire a sort of remote quality, rather like people's eyes. So I would be able to touch things that I wasn't actually given to touch. That is impossible in everyday life. If you don't actually physically touch something, you can't know what it feels like.
There was a study where they stopped kittens from dreaming and they didn't develop, their visual systems didn't develop normally. So it seems that maybe dreaming is involved in some way in brain development and the connecting up of all the different parts of the brain, the different visual areas.
In real life, in order to actually know something is there and in order to get a true perception of what it does feel like, I would actually have to physically touch it. Reach out my hand and put it on it and explore it that way. But in dreams, it's not the same. When I was very young, concepts I couldn't understand, I used to give either textures or sounds. I always used to imagine that the voice of God would be like that of my grandfather. So maybe I've carried that activity over into my dreams.
When I imagine people or things, I imagine outlines rather than small detail.
I dream very often about the dogs I used to have. You know, I used to have three Afghans and they used to rush around the garden and I still dream about them rushing around the garden. If you've never seen a dog, you can't see or dream about a dog running around a garden because you wouldn't know what they look like when they run around a garden. You might dream about dogs barking and growling or sort of, and the feel of one. If it is it when a dog comes up and sniffs you, you don't stroke it all down to its tail and find out exactly what it's like, do you?
We have stages one and two where we really do it by the kind of brainwaves you produce. In stage one, brainwaves are kind of similar to when you're awake, but kind of a slightly lower frequency. And you're all the way down to stage four, where you just have really long, sort of big brainwaves, where really all the nerves, and all the neurons in the cortex are sort of synchronized together. And then you have dreaming sleep. So you've got stages one to four, and then stage five is dreaming sleep, REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. And there, the brain pattern is very similar to when you're awake.
It's almost quite muffled, the sound in dreams. It lacks its sharpness, its clarity. So if I were to be in a room, one of the first things I might notice about a room in real life is its echo, is how it sounded, how it felt as a room. Those kind of impressions are very much subdued.
You do hear anecdotal reports of people who say they can go into their dreams and influence them.
I definitely say it's an active event for me anyway. I'm never usually just sort of an onlooker in my dreams. I'm usually quite actively doing something or having conversations.
I think dreams are definitely reflections of what happened in real life, but I think sometimes they're very much distorted and sort of embellished. And I think that's probably what happens in my dreams.
In all my dreams, I can see. I never have a dream of worried, a nightmare about being blind or anything like that. Every dream I've ever had since I've been blind has been as if I wasn't blind. And when you wake up, you think, oh, I wonder what that was all about.